Hello, party liners. I hope we're all on the line because this is a visit you don't want to miss. It's a day of reckoning for Clem and Curly, those two sturdy, steady citizens who cut loose and had a fling with most unhappy consequences. What will Mama say? What will Aggie say when their men folks come home? We'll know all about it in just a moment, but first, party liners, think of this. Your health is your most precious possession. Ruin it, and life may not be worth living. Doctors agree that unapproved bargain laxatives may be injurious. Many, many doctors and hospitals use liquid laxatives. For your family, an ideal liquid laxative is Serapepsin, made according to Dr. W.B. Caldwell's own prescription. Serapepsin actually encourages nature herself to get back to work. Why, the very directions tell you to take less and less until nature herself has resumed normal routine. So let Serapepsin help you to build the habit of regularity mildly, gently, and pleasantly. For your family's sake, Mother, please see to it that Dr. Caldwell's Serapepsin gets into that medicine cabinet of yours beginning today. You get it at your own favorite drugstore. It's spelled S-Y-R-U-P, Syrup, P-E-P-S-I-N, Pepsin. Syrup Pepsin. It started out to be such a glorious adventure. The afternoon was fine and clear. The great luxurious 16-cylinder car was an unbelievable toy. The young lady who owned it was sweet, pretty, and gracious. She insisted on giving Clem and Curly a ride. She also insisted that Curly try to drive it. A sudden curve in the road and crash. There ended the great adventure. Along came a farmer, friendly and kind, who gave them a slower but safer ride back to Monticello. There in the wagon is a sorry sight indeed. Our dashing heroes back to earth, battered, bruised, hungry, and scared. Clem and Curly are homeward bound, several hours overdue.
Clem, we're almost to my house now.
Uh-huh.
I was thinking, Clem, if you wanted to get home first.
I told you, Curly, I ain't in any hurry to get home. You was the one who was so anxious to get home.
Not exactly anxious to get home, but Mama's been waiting for hours now.
Well, she just got a couple of seconds more to wait now. You'll be there.
I know it. That's just it.
Well, just keep your chin up.
Is that what you're going to do, Clem?
Well, sure. We ain't got nothing to be ashamed of.
You haven't, but look at me.
What do you mean, look at you? You ain't coming home with a bandage around your head like I am.
Well, I wish I was. Mama might feel sorry for me then. I'm the fault of this whole thing, Clem.
Nothing is anybody's fault. It just happened, and that's all there is to it.
But, Clem, how am I going to tell Mama?
You won't have to tell her much. One look at your face. Sure got a shiner. That's a beautiful bump on the left side of your forehead.
Yeah, I suppose I look like I'd been in a fight. I wish I had.
Curly, I wish you'd take a nonchalant attitude.
Well, I'd like to, Clem, but I don't seem to be able to get the hang of it. Oh, there's Clifford's house.
Yeah, over there, Schmidt.
Uh-huh.
Old man's helping dry dishes, I see.
Oh, if that was only me, Clem, drying dishes for Mama, like nothing ever happened.
And it's the first time I ever felt like maybe it wouldn't be so bad to be drying a big stack of dishes for Aggie. That's a fact, Curly.
Oh, my. Clem, huh? There's Hamper's house, and then next comes our house. Oh, Clem, Mama must be worried. She's got lights on all over the whole house. Poor Mama. Poor me. I wish I could be like Clem and be nonchalant. Oh.
Curly.
Hello, Mama.
Curly, here you are at last. Aren't you going to come in the house?
Oh, may I come in, Mama?
Well, forevermore, may you come in.
Well, I wouldn't blame you, Mama, if you said I couldn't. But if you say I can, I'll
Curly,
come.
Whatever in the world has happened to you? You've been hurt.
No, I'm all right, Mama. Now, don't look like that. Can't you see that I'm perfectly... perfectly all right, all in one piece?
Curly, you sit down here and let me help you off with that coat over there.
Thank you.
Goodness, you smell kind of like pigs. Like pigs, Curly.
I shouldn't wonder, Mama.
Well, Curly, you wasn't out to Oak Farms, was you? I never thought to call out there and ask.
No, I was not out to Oak Farms. Oh, excuse me, my arm.
Well, what's the matter with your arm?
Nothing at all. It kind of got bumped a little, I guess.
Your face, Curly. I never in all my life...
I know. Don't look at him. Don't look at me. I ain't worth it.
Now, Curly, if you don't mind telling me, where at have you been since 5 o'clock? Since before 5 o'clock?
Oh, Mama, if I could tell you how sorry I am. If you've been worried or anything...
If I've been worried or anything? Why, Aggie and me have been worried to a frazzle ever since 5 o'clock. Clem ain't been home either, Curly.
No, I know that, Mama.
Curly, I had hoped I was wrong.
Huh? Wrong about what, Mama?
All day long, I had a feeling, a terrible feeling, that something was going to happen to you.
Oh, my. If you'd only have told me, Mama, maybe this never would have happened.
At first, I was afraid it was going to be something like you smashing your finger down at the machine shop or stepping on a nail or something. And then I began to have another kind of feeling.
Mama, I can explain the whole thing.
And then you didn't come home for supper, and Clem didn't come home for supper, and Curly...
Yes?
Aggie and me found out that someone else didn't come home for supper.
Yes, Mama.
A young lady.
Now, Mama, you know that in all the years we've been married...
Never mind that now, Curly.
Yes.
Was you with Clem this afternoon?
Yes, Mama.
And the both of you was with that certain young lady?
Yes, Mama. And now you know the worst.
Yes. I know the worst that I ever expected to hear in all my life. And I never expected to hear anything near as bad as this.
But, Mama, there's really nothing so terrible about it. Honestly, Mama.
Well, I suppose anyone that could do what you did, just calmly sit here and tell his heartbroken wife that there really wasn't anything so terrible about it all, I suppose that's only to be expected.
Mama, I can't stand it. I can't stand to see you feel like this.
And here I never thought that you'd be like other men and go and get frisky. Yes, frisky.
Neither did I, Mama. Neither did I. But my goodness, Mama, when you think of it, was it so terrible? I only went for a ride with Clem and Susan.
Susan? Curly, you sit here and call her by her first name just like that to your own wife.
Well, I mean Miss Mac. Miss Mac, Mama. Clem called her Susan, and that's how I got to call her by her first name.
Susan. Oh, when I think of poor Aggie.
But, Mama, after all, it was just a little drive.
A drive with a strange young woman, you and Clem. You two old men like...
Oh, Mama, please don't do that, Mama.
Just don't talk to me, Curly. I wish you'd just leave me alone.
But, Mama, if you'd only let me explain, I'll tell you all how it come about. Now, listen, Mama. This young lady come to the machine shop to have me fix a lock for her. Well, and we got it fixed, and I was taking her out to the car. Now, you know, that's just a part of our regular service at the machine shop, Mama. Please don't cry. And, well, along come Clem, and there we was, standing by the car, and me and Clem and this this young lady. And, Mama, it never would have happened that... Oh, but, Mama, if you could have seen her.
Curly, to have to hear this from you.
But, Mama, that explains everything. She was the most beautiful thing I ever saw in my life, Mama. Never, never have I seen anything quite so beautiful.
Curly, how can you?
Mama, a temptation like this don't come often into the life of an ordinary man. To me and Clem, it was something we never dreamed would happen. You see pictures. Sometimes in the movies you see them, but never in real life.
Oh, to think I'm not dreaming. Oh, if only I was dreaming.
Now, Mama, listen. To think that right here in Monticello, there she was, right before our very eyes. I know we never should have fallen for temptation, Mama. I know, but After all, Clem and me are only two weak human beings, and, well, she was too much for us.
That you could have such thoughts, that you could be so weak, that's the thing that breaks my heart.
But, Mama, anybody would have felt the same way. A beautiful job like that, Mama, would be too much for anybody.
Why, Curly, such language. A beautiful job.
Well, a beautiful creation, then. But, Mama, how could you expect us to resist? 16 cylinders, Mama. Just think, 16 cylinders.
16 what, Curly?
16 cylinders, Mama. Think of it. Like I said to that young lady, that would be enough for four cars like Mama and me drive. Oh, I spoke of you, Mama. I spoke of you all afternoon. You was on my mind the whole time.
Curly.
Huh?
Were you referring to the car when you were saying how beautiful she was?
Why, Mama, wasn't you listening? That's what I've been telling you. That's the whole thing. What did you think, Mama?
Well, I thought, well, Curly, what would I think? I thought it was the young lady, and I thought you was telling me how beautiful she was.
Oh,
the most beautiful thing you ever saw in your life.
Oh, my. Why, Mama? Why, Mama?
Curly, what if it had been a man that had the car,
huh?
And he said, did you want to ride? Would you still have wanted to go?
Well, Mama, I'm sorry to say so, but I think I would have hopped in just like that.
Sooner than if it was the young lady?
Why, Mama, as if you didn't know.
Oh, Curly, I'm the happiest person in this whole wide world.
Oh, no. No, you're not, Mama. I am.
Well, thank goodness all is well at Sarah and Curly's house. Wouldn't you know that these two devoted people couldn't remain unhappy very long? But what of Clem? How will he explain the afternoon's event to Aggie? And how will she feel about it? That's likely to be another story. And as for Miss Susan, we're all going to have cause to remember her. Partyliners, I wonder how many of you have read the book How to Win Friends and Influence People. In that book, much is said about the worthwhileness of a smile to help you get along in the world. But you say, I don't feel like smiling. Well, my answer is that you should feel like smiling if you are in tip-top shape. Now, if you have a feeling of sluggishness that destroys your well-being, perhaps exactly what you need is a spoonful or two of Dr. Caldwell's syrup pepsin combined with laxative center compound. You see, your trouble may be nothing more than a case of inner workings that have gotten out of kilter. Won't you try syrup pepsin? We promise that it can help you. And on a positive, money-back basis. It must be the finest laxative you ever tried, or your druggist will refund every cent you paid for it. Syrup pepsin, it's spelled S-Y-R-U-P, syrup, P-E-P-S-I-N, pepsin. Syrup pepsin. Let syrup pepsin help you to smile again. Try it. Get a bottle today at your own drugstore. Tomorrow, we'll see how Clem handles the situation when he gets home to Aggie. We'll also see what Susan writes to her friend in Chicago concerning Marilyn and David Hunter. That's tomorrow on the line. Don't forget. See you all then.